I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The feud between Ukraine and Russia hit Far East Broadcasting Company hard. In the last 4 months, their radio station in Slavyansk was attacked and four of their volunteers were murdered. FEBC's Viktor Akhtarov says these incidents have traumatized the Christians.
Pray for the church, because this is what usually is not said. Many of them are on the verge of losing their faith, especially the new Christians. They were hoping that God would protect them, and then they see, you know, the pastor's kids being murdered like that. And we need to pray for this young church in Ukraine.
Read the full story at our website. In other news, there's a big roadblock for people trying to translate modern English translations of the Bible they understand into other languages. It's copyright, says Wycliffe Associates. They've developed Bible stories strictly without copyright. Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates says,
these 50 open Bible stories are basically a script that allow them to get that Old Testament and New Testament content into the community conversation quickly and pave the way for scripture translation to follow.
And the coffee table. It's a footrest. It's where you put remotes and empty popcorn bowls. You don't notice it until you run into it or until someone asks to borrow it. Wait a second. That doesn't happen in the West, does it? Well, according to a missionary from Operation Mobilization, their coffee table helped to connect and transition them to the culture of Central Asia. Sometimes God uses the most obscure tools to spread his love to other people. Read the full story at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.